William Jacobson, ADL's shift to partisan political activism has been a huge boost for their fundraising. By Robert Krajcik on September 12, 2022. William Jacobson, professor of law at Cornell University and founder of Legal Insurrection, noted on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joel Polak how the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, increased its fundraising revenues after aligning itself with the Black Lives Matter campaign and involving itself with digital censorship operations. The ADL is a massive organization, Jacobson said. I believe their annual fundraising is either approaching or over $100 million a year. They have a huge staff and a huge infrastructure. Jacobson explained how the ADL financially benefited from increased fundraising following its alignment with the Black Lives Matter enterprise, a left-wing and partisan Democrat operation. Aligning with Black Lives Matter has been a huge boost for their fundraising, he remarked. Their fundraising is now, last I checked, it was approaching $100 million a year. Jonathan Greenblatt, a former special assistant to the president in the Obama administration, earned a salary close to $1 million a year, Jacobson estimated. The ADL has not only ramped up their fundraising because of this politicization, but they've also moved to suppress speech, mostly on the right. Jacobson recalled, referencing the ADL's cooperation technology company giants to digitally censor in persons and outlets deemed to be purveyors of hate speech. He continued, the ADL is turning themselves into the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is great for fundraising, but not very great for actually identifying what the threats of violence are in society. The Southern Poverty Law Center has really minted gold in terms of fundraising by creating hate watch lists and hate group lists, and those are highly politicized, he added. Breitbart News reported on the ADL's creation and distribution of bias training for K-12 education, including left-wing narratives of critical race theory, intersectionality, and white privilege. The ADL markets itself as an organization combating anti-Semitism. Its mission statement is to stop the defamation of the Jewish people and to secure justice and fair treatment to all. It benefits from 501c3 tax-exempt status with the IRS and extends tax-deductible receipts for donations from its benefactors. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.